WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President-elect Trump will nominate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as his Secretary of Health and Human Services. He's not a doctor and has no public health experience. He is a vaccine skeptic.
Kennedy has already said the Trump administration would advise local water systems to remove fluoride from drinking water, though health experts say it helps fight tooth decay. He's also said he would remove 600 employees who currently work at HHS. The big question, of course, would Kennedy get enough support in the Senate to be confirmed, or will Trump push the Senate to waive the confirmation process and push him through via a recess appointment?
ABC's Mary Bruce. Inflation still not where the Federal Reserve wants it. Chairman Jerome Powell said the central bank will likely cut its benchmark interest rate slowly in the coming months. A company called Centers for Care is going to pony up $45 million to settle allegations of mistreatment in four New York nursing homes during the pandemic. This is ABC News. Meta, forced to get out its checkbook to pay a European Union fine of almost $850 million U.S. over local ads in Facebook Marketplace.
Ever been on Facebook and automatically be shown things for sale near you when you weren't even looking for them? It's not allowed in Europe, and why EU regulators fined Facebook parent company Meta 787 million euros. The European Commission accused Facebook of exposing Facebook users to its online classified business marketplace, whether they wanted it or not. Facebook's also accused of stifling competition, ignoring what the EU says is a thriving European market for online classifieds. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The Library of Congress announced that Burt Bacharach's widow, Jane, is donating his papers. Thousands of musical scores, including his arrangement of The Look of Love and sketches for songs including Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. Bacharach, a Grammy, Oscar, and Tony winner, died last year at the age of 94. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm. From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Jeannie from Eau Claire.
I am thankful for Civic Media, the on-air talent, the technicians, the producers, the new staff, and especially Mr. Sage Wild. It's a very, very sad, shocking day for me, but I still have hope because I have hope in you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Jeannie. You give us hope. Appreciate you listening.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
The Packers get ready for Chicago.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers practice outdoors in some light rain as they head out to face the Bears at Soldier Field Sunday. Defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley was asked, why did linebacker Preston Smith ask to be traded out of Green Bay and is now with the Steelers?
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak of what happened behind closed doors, requesting a trade, not liking the system. I have a great relationship with Preston. I talked to him after immediately and... you know, I was happy to see him move on to a good place with a coach who I really respect. And I thought he did a really nice job. I think he's got a great opportunity now where he is. And that's really all I got for you.
College football, the Badgers host Oregon tomorrow night, kickoff at 6:30. High school football semifinals, the winners tonight, advance to the state title games next week at Camp Randall. Basketball, the Badgers men's team, home tonight against Arizona. The Bucks in Charlotte tomorrow night against the Hornets. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Who's up for a good old-fashioned boxing match? Jake Paul and Mike Tyson square off this weekend. Paul took to his social media platforms to troll Tyson by wearing diamond-spiked ear covers to get under the former champ's skin. The dig is from when Tyson bit Evander Holyfield's ear years ago. Not allowed in boxing. Paul is the odds-on favorite to win the fight. According to oddsmakers, Paul is the odds-on favorite due to the fact that Tyson hasn't fought in 19 years, has been near death due to illness more than once, and is more than twice Paul's age. Come on, Iron Mike. Sometimes people struggle after they retire. This appears to be the case for actress Cameron Diaz, who is ending her 11-year hiatus from show business. Diaz has been cast opposite Jamie Foxx in the Netflix spy movie called Back in Action, a comedy thriller. The duo previously starred together in the film Annie. Back in Action drops January 17th on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, cloudy skies and light winds. Look for temperatures to drop to the lower 40s. Morning clouds for your Friday will thin out just a bit during the day. We'll see highs in the lower 50s or winds will remain light. Currently 46 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
Friday morning, Sandy Williams will be back in the studio and we'll have a broad conversation about the outcome of the election and the direction of the future of our nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome, welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that used to be Twitter. Coming up next hour, Jim Santel, our colleague here at Civic Media, also a former, still a lawyer.
Yeah, but,
prosecutor.
No, I'm forgetting the words. Welcome to Thursday, everybody. Yes.
A U.S. attorney. Yes. Yeah. Former U.S. attorney. He also hosts Amicus, a law review across Civic Media on Saturdays from 9 to 11. He's a very, very smart man. I encourage you to stick around for that. 11:33, as he does every other Thursday, Journal Sentinel sports guru J.R. Ratcliffe will be here to talk all things sports. And we will wrap it up today at 11:51 with This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Cindy Lou Who edition.
This one's kind of weird.
This is courtesy of a listener who tagged me on Blue Sky with this story early winter.
Are you on Blue Sky, Jane?
I am on Blue Sky.
Just your name?
It's my name.
Wonderful.
Jane Matt Nair. It's not hard to find.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
Check it out.
Follower.
Lots of people moving, checking out Blue Sky.
Yes.
In just the last week.
Just waiting for all the idiots to come over and be like, we're here. We brought nachos. They're stale.
We're going to start off, though, with breaking news right before we came on the air. Everybody thought it was a joke, right? In the first 10 minutes, it's like, is this real?
No, it's completely real.
It's completely real. CNN reporting The Onion has won the bid for InfoWars assets.
Now, for those who don't know what The Onion is, The Onion is a very famous satirical newspaper, website, media company, started here in Madison decades ago, made their way to New York, has had some changes. In the past few years, they've sold the group that owned it recently sold it to a conglomerate, if you will, of comedians.
Oh, that's great.
So now it's actually owned by artists again. And this, I'm getting goosebumps talking about this. This makes me so happy. And the internet is showing their support too.
Oh, absolutely. So again, the InfoWars was owned by Alex Jones.
Yes.
The famous conspiracy theorist who essentially tortured the families of the Sandy Hook victims.
Yeah.
For decades and encouraged his followers to dox them and follow them and tell them that their child never died in that mass shooting.
Yeah.
And he made their lives hell for more than a decade.
And then the swift hammer of justice came in and said, hey, Alex, guess what?
Yep. So InfoWars got sold off as part of a defamation settlement after Jones falsely claimed the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre was a hoax. The bid by The Onion was backed by families of 8 of the victims of that mass shooting and one first responder. It also will have an exclusive advertising deal with the gun control group Everytown for Gun Safety. Jones was previously ordered to pay $1.5 billion to the families of the Sandy Hook victims. He, like so many others, hello, Rudy Giuliani, has been dragging his feet on paying back that part of the judgment. Mm-hmm. Even as court records show, Alex Jones continues to spend tens of thousands of dollars a month.
Yep. And he had a recent video where apparently people, they were coming to seize his assets. And he's like, they're getting things right now. They're taking things right now.
Yeah, that's what they do when you have to surrender assets.
When you lie about the money you have, he always would say he's broke. That was his whole thing. We can only keep the show going for a little bit longer. I need your money. Buy my $200 supplement that will do nothing for your body. It's got camouflage on it. So why won't you buy it, you patriot? But yeah, this is a fitting end. Honestly, I don't even know if I wanted to see him go to jail. This is what I wanted to see happen.
Yeah, it's pretty. It feels like justice.
Yep. So here comes the onion.
It feels the onion of all things. Everything from the platform's studio equipment. They're located in Austin, Texas.
Of course they are.
Online dietary supplement store, an armored truck, InfoWars social media accounts, and even a Winnebago motorhome was up for sale to the highest bidder. The amount of the bid has not been announced.
This is my favorite quote. The Onion is proud to acquire InfoWars, and we look forward to continuing its storied tradition of scaring the site users with lies until they fork over their cold, hard cash, said The Onion CEO Ben Collins, or Bitcoin. We will also accept Bitcoin.
Yeah, we'll take Bitcoin.
And I'm going to link this story from CNN. I'm also going to link their Onion response from the website. That is satirical.
Yes.
But the CNN article is real, but you'll see both of those in the show notes today. This literally brought me, I feel a little lighter today. I feel a little lighter today because of something like this. Because groups like this, comics, artists do things like this all the time. They fight for justice in their own way. And the fact they're working with the families, that's so wonderful.
If you go to the Onion front page, it's theonion.com.
Yeah.
And they're CEO, again, this is satirical, is Byron B.P. Tetrader. He says, today we celebrate a new addition to the global tetrahedron family of brands. And let me say, I really do see it as a family. Much like family members, our brands are abstract nodes of wealth. Interchangeable assets for the patriarchy to absorb and discard according to the opaque whims of the markets, and just like family members, our brands regard one another with mutual suspicion and malice.
Oh my gosh. And yeah, this article that they wrote for the Onion is pure satirical gold.
It's golden.
It's absolutely wonderful. Because one of the things they got was his supplements.
Right.
They said, this is Bryce Tetrader. I can't pronounce that.
Tetrader.
As for the vitamins and supplements, we are halting their sales immediately. The utilitarian logic dictates that if we can extend even one CEO's life by 10 minutes, diluting these miracle elixirs for public consumption is an unethical waste.
Also from the fake CEO, Mr. Bryce there. InfoWars has shown an unswerving commitment to manufacturing anger and radicalizing the most vulnerable members of society. Values that resonate deeply with all of us at Global Tetrahedron. No price is too high for such a cornucopia of malleable assets and minds. And in a stroke of good fortune, a special interest group has outwitted the hapless owner of InfoWars, a forgettable man with an already forgotten name, and forced him to sell it at a steep bargain, less than $1 trillion.
Oh, then.
This is a coup for our company and a well-deserved victory for multinational elites from around the world.
Good job, The Onion.
Seriously. This is incredible, incredible news.
When I saw the story come to my phone, I like went, oh! And then I kept looking to make sure that it was real, it's CNN, it's not CNN, theonion.com, or something like that. But yeah, they came in, swooped in, and thank you, The Onion, Wisconsin proud.
Yes.
Doing the good work and making us laugh at the same time.
Absolutely. I would highly encourage you to subscribe to The Onion. They're back in a print.
You can get 12 issues a year in print. It's $99. You get access to the entire, I'm not paid by them.
You're just not working for The Onion.
All this stuff. But I remember when I was a kid getting that paper, reading stories I probably shouldn't have been reading. But it's a great thing. Yeah. If you can, and you're supporting artists too.
Yes.
That's the important thing. You're no longer supporting like a corporate conglomerate. These are artists who got together and reacquired The Onion.
Which is wonderful.
Yes.
Because it really went downhill when that other group bought
yes.
them. Yes. Oh again, God. They're not comics.
They're not comics. And it was all about the bottom line. And I had friends who worked for The Onion in those days. And it was just diminishing pay, diminishing recognition. It wasn't good. And now it's come back.
It's back to itself.
Back, baby.
In order to make the bid work, the Sandy Hook families, again, that partnered up with The Onion, they agreed to forego a portion of their recovery money mm-hmm. in order to increase the overall value of The Onion's bid, enabling its success. The family said in a statement, after surviving unimaginable loss with courage and integrity, they rejected Jones's hollow offers for allegedly more money if they'd only let him stay on the air, because doing so would have put others' families in harm's way.
Yes. And that's the other thing, too. Sandy Hook families, that incident, that happened.
In 2012.
Those are the most famous victims of his rhetoric. But he has just a long history of sowing doubt and disbelief. And he turned it into a marketable asset, this doubting and the idea of crisis actors.
Right.
At various...
Yeah, false flags.
False flags, crisis actors, to the point where people just now out of pocket, just out of just like, well, that's not real. Like, they don't even think about it. They're just like, yeah, it's not real.
Right.
Yeah. And so his tide of despair hits a lot of people. So,
again, if you have forgotten about the Sandy Hook mass shooting in 2012, 26 people were killed, 20 kids ages 6 and 7. They were babies.
Yes.
Were murdered along with 6 adults. It was a horrible, horrible tragedy. And again, Alex Jones jumped on that. Mm-hmm. Said it was a hoax, said they were false flags, said they were crisis actors, and tortured these families for more than a decade.
Yeah. Yep. And
this couldn't be, well, what could be better is if they had their kids back, obviously. But mm-hmm. this is a pretty sweet end, hopefully, to Alex Jones.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I can imagine some news corporation touching him because he's got a name and still probably has followers and.
He'll land someplace else.
But he's not the best at following rules. He wants to do things his way. And I just don't know how much it's worth it. And what's the risk of hiring Alex Jones as a contributor?
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
He can partner up with Joe Rogan. They'll be perfect
there
together.
There you go. Right? Oh, God. Those podcasts will be 7 hours long.
They're perfect for each other.
Yeah.
Robbie Parker, whose daughter Emily was killed in the shooting, said the world needs to see that having a platform does not mean you are above accountability. The dissolution of Alex Jones's asset in the death of InfoWars is justice we have long awaited and fought for.
Excellent. Thank you, The Onion. Thank you, the family.
Yes.
I hope their hearts can sleep a little quieter.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If you would like to comment on this, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We'll be right back. Stay here. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that? And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Tom, your thoughts.
I don't believe that people don't know who Trump is at this point. And they have willfully decided to ignore everything he has said in order to vote what they think is the most important thing. And that's what voting is all about. But you can't claim ignorance when it comes time that Trump is going to pull the trigger and do some things that are going to hurt you and your family. That's what's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I walk down this old lonely street, and no one seems to want to speak. Oh, who cares? Yes, who cares for me?
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Sweet Cal B coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Putz de Leon continues to actively ruin. If you're just joining us, this news broke just as we were coming on the air this morning. This is good news. Satirical news site The Onion has won the auction to buy conspiracy theorist Alex Jones's InfoWars, which had to be sold off as part of the defamation settlement after he falsely called the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre, in which 26 people were killed, six adults, 20 children, 6 and 7 year olds. He said it was a hoax.
Yep.
And tortured those families. They had people showing up at their homes. Mm-hmm. Asking them, why are you lying? You don't have a child.
There was merch made for these types of things.
It was all
for him to make money. And I keep on looking at our phone lines waiting for someone to call me and like, well, you don't understand. Because here's what I don't get. I get someone who can go to bed at night, wake up the next morning and be like, I'm going to vote for Donald Trump. I can get into the weird logic that is that brain. What I can't understand is someone who wakes up and says, that mass shooting didn't happen. Those children aren't real. That guy is right. Everyone else is wrong. And those people, parents, quote unquote, they're just crisis actors. And how dare they? And all of a sudden to try to take our guns, because it's always about trying to promote legislation that's going to take our guns.
Okay. Which
I don't know if you know this, folks. Still can get guns in this country. Still, guns are safe. Guns are safer than kids are.
Very much so.
So, I just don't understand how someone can, because I met one person who did, and I wanted to bring it up, but I also didn't have the time. But just to be in that headspace of like, yeah, that was fake. Of course that was fake.
I don't know how you even get there.
But
he'd been on the air for a long time before that. So isn't it kind of just teaching people?
Yeah. You slowly.
Right. You slowly indoctrinate them, mm-hmm, and pull them in, and so that they doubt everything.
But what
except
you,
for you.
But what do you do when your leader says, no, I wasn't. That's not true. And you have to admit it happened. Where are you left? You're left with a choice. And what's that choice going to be?
PJ on the live stream. Alex Jones is an embarrassment to Gen X, Andrew in Maine, and to planet Earth. Tony Zimmerman on the live stream. This is just the best news. We agree. Andrew, well, they rename it the garlic. I like that. That's got potential. And Andrew, also, I hear the Trump administration is looking for a press secretary if Mr. Jones is looking for work. And also Dave from New Berlin texted that in. I think Alex Jones, White House press secretary under Donald Trump, is something that just works.
Honestly, if you've never seen it, when Alex Jones gets frustrated, whether it's in front of people or just behind his desk because the frogs are turning gay because of fluoride, it's amazing to watch because he just gets redder and redder
and louder and angrier.
Sweatier. So I would love nothing more to see that hulking tiny frame of his behind the White House podium having to take questions from the White House press corps.
And watch him meltdown.
Just meltdown after meltdown after meltdown. That's the other thing too, Jane. Remember during the first Trump administration, I know this is weird to say, but like there were just no press briefings.
They stopped. Yeah. Good heavens. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, I don't think, had one for months.
Yeah.
That's months.
That's where we're going to be again. But not if they choose Alex Jones. He loves to be seen and he loves to talk.
He does that. Alex says he will keep broadcasting on new platforms and new social media accounts. The Onion says it will have the website transition to its new content by January of 2025. And again, they are doing this in conjunction with Everytown for Gun Safety, which was formed after this shooting.
Yep. Yeah. I'm interested to see how they will, how the Onion will somehow satirize InfoWars into merch that will probably be charity.
Yes.
Like I closed InfoWars. If you know Milwaukee, you know that I close Wolski's.
That's a great idea.
Hey, the Onion, you can have that one for, actually, I'll take a t-shirt and a subscription to your paper. I closed InfoWars.
Subscribe to the Onion.
There you go.
It will make you laugh. What are some of the sample stories that are on there today?
Oh, good
Lord.
Do you
have that up?
Yeah, I do. Let's see here. Taylor Swift arrested on weapons charge after federal agents raid tour bus. Man forgetting difference between meteoroid and meteorite struggling to describe what just killed his dog. And Trump boys have slap fight over who gets to run foreign policy meetings with a graphic.
Check out The Onion.
Yes, please.
TheOnion.com. We will put that in the show notes, excuse me, and as well as the article from CNN, which is, I think they were the first ones to break it.
Yeah, that's what came across my phone about an hour and a half ago, and I posted it in our company chat, and now it's all over social media.
But you do have to wonder how long, okay, so the InfoWars part is done,
yeah.
But as far as surrendering his other assets, because Rudy Giuliani still hasn't. I mean, how long can they put that stuff off?
Well, I mean, if it's what he said was happening, they're just going to come take it. And maybe Rudy has more pull because he was an attorney and a mayor. And he's like, just please, can you not do this to me right now? And maybe Donald Trump will give me something in the second administration.
He won't.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen, Rudes.
So I think it's going to be either honorable of a moment for him to just say, like, here you go. Or it's going to be knocking on the door and saying, we're here for your stuff, dude.
And you have to go. He's got to vacate his apartment, his condo in New York.
That man should be, that man on paper with all his resume should be one of the richest guys on the East Coast. Dead broke. And because he threw his hat into that ring and
he's disgraced now.
No, completely. He can't practice law in New York and D.C. Like
he was America's mayor.
Yeah.
After 9/11, he was beloved.
Yeah. I think it's what's going to happen. They're going to come knocking on his door and they're just going to take the stuff. Maybe the Onion will buy his belongings, too.
Well, I understand he's got a pretty nice Mercedes that he's got to give up to Ruby and Shay.
Oh, really?
That's they won their lawsuit.
Oh, okay.
Because he defamed them. So that's where his assets are going.
Oh, man.
Which is a good thing.
You fart around, you find out.
News is coming up next when we return. Gates and Hegseth and Tulsi. Oh, my. All the details on the way. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Yeah, surely happiness can be found. Surely there's someone for me. Must I go through life with this hopeless love? Oh, why can't I be set free? All I want is you. All I know is you. But somehow I love you. Just can't be.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President-elect Trump will nominate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as his Secretary of Health and Human Services. He's not a doctor and has no public health experience. He is a vaccine skeptic.
Kennedy has already said the Trump administration would advise local water systems to remove fluoride from drinking water, though health experts say it helps fight tooth decay. He's also said he would remove 600 employees who currently work at HHS. The big question, of course, would Kennedy get enough support in the Senate to be confirmed, or will Trump push the Senate to waive the confirmation process and push him through via a recess appointment?
ABC's Mary Bruce. Inflation still not where the Federal Reserve wants it. Chairman Jerome Powell said the central bank will likely cut its benchmark interest rate slowly in the coming months. A company called Centers for Care is going to pony up $45 million to settle allegations of mistreatment in four New York nursing homes during the pandemic. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Packers get ready for Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers practice outdoors in some light rain as they head out to face the Bears at Soldier Field Sunday. Defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley was asked, why did linebacker Preston Smith ask to be traded out of Green Bay and is now with the Steelers?
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak of what happened behind closed doors, requesting a trade, not liking the system. I have a great relationship with Preston. I talked to him after immediately and, you know, I was happy to see him move on to a good place with a coach who I really respect. And I thought he did a really nice job. I think he's got a great opportunity now where he is. And that's really all I got for you.
College football, the Badgers host Oregon tomorrow night, kickoff at 6:30. High school football semifinals, the winners tonight advance to the state title games next week at Camp Randall. Basketball, the Badgers men's team, home tonight against Arizona. The Bucks in Charlotte tomorrow night against the Hornets. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's a story you would typically read in The Onion, which is interesting because it involves The Onion. The satirical newspaper has purchased right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones' outlet InfoWars. InfoWars claimed bankruptcy due to lies spread about the Sandy Hook massacre. Does this seem like a strange marriage? It does indeed. One theory, according to Variety, says The Onion purchased the entity to keep it out of the hands of other alt-right conspiracy theorists. It's also not a bad publicity move for The Onion. To summarize the story, area man expects more truth and less lies with a dose of laughter. Variety reports that actress Sophie Turner will play Lara Croft in Amazon MGM's new Tomb Raider series. Variety says the Game of Thrones actress is the highest profile actress to play the role since Angelina Jolie and Alicia Vikander. The series is still in development stages. A release date has not yet been set. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, cloudy skies and light winds. Look for temperatures to drop to the lower 40s. Morning clouds for your Friday will thin out just a bit during the day. We'll see highs in the lower 50s or winds will remain light. Currently 46 degrees.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabba and I'm an actual Schwabba. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwabba? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Do you need some good news? I know I do. Next, I'll be joined by Terry Barr for what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
But mostly, lions.
and tigers and bears.
Lions?
And tigers and bears.
Oh, lions, tigers, and bears. Oh, my. Lions, tigers, and bears.
Good morning. Welcome back. Nice one, Calvin. To Matt Nair on air, Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and the Calvinator on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, Wisconsin. You can always join us. Call or text 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. And you can call and text directly from the Civic Media app. If you haven't downloaded it yet, you should go to your app store and look for Civic Media. Download the Civic Media app. You can call and text directly, as I said. You can also listen to all of our stations all across the state, and it's absolutely free. So.
That's pretty cool.
It is cool. Gates and Hegseth and Tulsi. Oh, my.
Oh, God.
We are learning more about President-elect Donald Trump's picks for his cabinet. All the best people, of course.
The best and the brightest.
Always the best people. He announced some big ones in just the last couple of days. He has suggested Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida as Attorney General, Fox News host and Army veteran Pete Hegseth as Defense Secretary, and former Hawaii Congressman Tulsi Gabbard as Director of National Intelligence. Each pick, this is from the Washington Post by the editorial board, presents the incoming Republican majority Senate with a major test of its ability to put the public interest ahead of party loyalty.
What?
Wow. Should we start with Mr. Gaetz?
Are you reading an Onion article right now?
I am not. This is from the Washington Post.
God.
This is from the Washington Post. Matt Gaetz has exhibited poor routine judgment and a willingness to throw the country into chaos. He dethroned Kevin McCarthy last year as Speaker of the House. His baggage could fill Justice Department headquarters. Now, he has been under investigation by the House Ethics Committee for allegations of sexual misconduct, illegal drug use, accepting improper gifts. He's also been investigated for sex trafficking. Now, the House Ethics Committee was supposed to release whether or not they were going to release their findings. That was supposed to happen tomorrow. He resigned yesterday. Matt, after Trump picked him as in this position, Gaetz has resigned now from the House, and now that ethics probe ends. There are calls from some Democrats, of course, that say, yeah, you need to release this stuff.
Yeah.
We need to see this.
Should have been released a while ago, if you ask me. This has been a story in the making for a couple of years, and this is bunk, as my dad would say, in a very FCC compliant way. He's scum. He is scum. And by the way, I hope he gets the job that he just quit the other one for. But this is another example of no consequences. And this isn't even like a trying to quid pro quo or something. This is trafficking. This is disgusting. This is the very thing that members of that party rail about in the halls of power all the time.
Yes.
You know, we have to protect the children.
Right.
We have to make sure they're safe. Do you know how many like sickos and weirdos are? Yeah, there's one inside your house.
If he's confirmed, Matt Gaetz will be the first attorney general to be investigated by the Justice Department for sex crimes. And this all grew out of a parallel investigation into a former good friend of Matt Gaetz's, Joel Greenberg. He was elected tax collector in Florida in 2016. He's in prison now. Greenberg.
Oh, I remember that guy. That was the guy who basically turned him in.
Yeah.
He was going to go to jail for more. And he's like, nah, we have Venmo. I can show you Venmo stuff.
Gaetz met his previous girlfriend through Joel Greenberg, who was an avid drug user and frequently procured young women for sex through a dating site. And that's where Greenberg met the 17-year-old at the center of this whole sex trafficking case. Greenberg engaged in a wide array of crimes, including an attempt to frame a political rival as a pedophile. He subsequently was indicted three more times, including for fraud and identity theft. And after Matt Gaetz refused to help him get a federal pardon from Trump, then Greenberg tried to implicate Gaetz in the sex trafficking case And that prompted the FBI to seize his cell phone in 2020. So this has been going on, like you said, for a long time.
All the best people.
All the best people. We have a clip, Calvin. Mark Wayne Mullen is another Republican in the House. And this is from a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
He had this to say about Matt Gaetz. Let's play that clip, please.
You got to think about this guy. This is a guy that didn't have, that the media didn't give a time of day to after he was accused of sleeping with an underage girl. And there's a reason why no one in the conference came and defended him, because we had all seen the videos he was showing on the House floor that all of us had walked away of the girls that he had slept with. He'd brag about how he would crush ED medicine and chase it with an energy drink so he could go all night. This is obviously before he got married. And so when that accusation came out, no one defended him.
Because he was showing nudies on the floor of the House.
Yeah.
Videos.
Yep.
I remember when that story broke.
Yeah, there's no reason why this information shouldn't be out for the public to know at this point. Let me rephrase that. There's no logical just reason.
No.
No.
No, especially if you're going to make him the head of that agency.
And by the way, Michaela on the text line brings up something very, very important to all those individuals who called us, who texted us, who messaged us and say, Project 2025 isn't really a thing. They're not going to do that. You're overreacting. It's hyperbole. You're freaking out for nothing. This is the beginning. Look at his cabinet picks.
Yep.
The cabinet picks do not reflect the best and the brightest, those who have the experience within the job post they are being suggested and eventually confirmed for. No, these are sycophants. These are yes men. These are loyalists, and they have no business being anywhere near these positions. You got a guy who's being investigated for being a pedophile
and sex trafficking,
and you get to
You want to make him AG?
This is Project 2025. It took us a week.
And from Chippewa Falls, this is like a school hiring the worst teachers to educate your kids. Absolutely. Let's see how many Republicans call in to defend these picks. I'd be interested.
Oh, please, someone try to defend him. I dare you. Andrew in Maine says, why do Floridians? Well, he says Floridians, I'm going to be nicer, still elect this guy. He's in a deeply red district.
Yep, super. He's in the panhandle.
And he comes from his daddy.
Yep.
Would you be surprised, folks, to know that Matt Gaetz has a father who has money, connections, and the ability to get his little boy out of trouble?
Yeah.
That's exactly why.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, his father sold a company in like 2004 for $500 million.
Yeah.
And then he ran for the state Senate. Daddy did.
Yeah.
And then I think when he retired, then it was like, here, son, take my seat.
I'm tired of this. It's another one of those things. I'm a rich guy. I'm a rich guy, and I want this, so I get this. And that extends to daddy's son, too, I guess.
Apparently so.
Fail your way to the top, folks. Kids, listen here right now. Don't go to school. Fail your way to the top. Hopefully your dad's a billionaire.
Fail up. You can always fail up. So that's Matt Gaetz.
Next chapter.
We move on to Pete Hegseth.
This one's especially...
Now, I applaud Mr. Hegseth. He's 44. He served for, 20 years?
Okay.
In the National Guard. He served honorably overseas. He was in Afghanistan. He was in Iraq. He's a weekend anchor on Fox News.
Fox and Friends.
Yes, Fox and Friends. Thank you. There's no news involved.
Yeah.
But you got to think about this. Pete Hegseth has never run a large company or organization of any kind, much less a group with an $842 billion budget like the Pentagon does.
But you know what he did do? He served in the military, and in the military, you do what you're told. And that's another person who supports Trump who will do what he is told. Simple.
Now, this is not necessarily germane to this topic.
Oh, bring it. Bring it. But I want to hear it.
I think it's important that we get to know Pete a little bit better.
Get to know Pete.
Kevin, do we have that clip from Pete Hegseth talking about washing his hands?
I don't think I've washed my hands for 10 years. Really, I don't really wash my
Someone
hands
help
ever.
Help me.
No, oh, no. I inoculate myself. It's not, germs are not a real thing. I can't see them. Therefore, they're not real.
So you're becoming immune to all the
exactly.
bacteria.
Exactly. I can't get sick.
You can't see germs. therefore they don't exist.
Don't worry. If he doesn't get defense secretary, his next shot is going to be surgeon general.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect.
Can you hear the people around him? They're like, what? If I can't see it, it doesn't exist. What are you even talking about, sir? That's not a joke to me. You are going to be a major player in the president's cabinet, and that's your that is
if
what
you
think of him?
If you can't see it, it doesn't exist.
There's a lot of men who have that opinion on certain matters, but, you know, I won't get into that. I'm not a doctor nor a veterinarian, so.
Calvin?
Well, don't let the Christian right let you hear you say, if you can't see it, it doesn't exist.
True.
Like, it kind of seems like you can't hold both at the same time.
That's a really good point, Calvin.
They seem to always hold both. They to do whatever they want when it comes to these topics. So, yeah. Mr. Hegseth, awesome. You'll probably get confirmed, too, with overwhelming majority of the Senate.
Oh, and it's been interesting to see some of the Republicans rolling over already.
Yes.
You know, because Donald Trump wants them to go into recess so he can just appoint these people and they don't have to go through the regular process like normal candidates would.
Which the Supreme Court has advised not to do. But who cares? The Supreme Court, they're adorable.
Aren't they cute?
Yeah. It's got one more. Got one more for us?
And we got Tulsi.
Yeah.
Tulsi Gabbard. Yeah. Tulsi is widely considered a Russian asset. He wants to put her in charge of national security.
I think national intelligence.
National intelligence, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Right after Russia invaded Ukraine, this is what Tulsi Gabbard posted. This war and suffering could have easily been avoided if Biden administration and NATO had just acknowledged Russia's legitimate security concerns regarding Ukraine becoming a member of NATO, meaning U.S. NATO forces would be right on Russia's border. So she seems to kind of be siding with the Russians on this.
So let me get this straight. She believes that Russia has security concerns.
Valid security concerns.
I'm sorry, you're right. I apologize. Valid security concerns over Ukraine joining NATO, that multicultural, multi-country group that helps protect and enshrine freedom around the globe. Because they think they own Ukraine.
Right.
It goes back to my point, Jane, that I've been saying for probably over a year now. Anyone who opposes Ukraine fighting for their freedom in this country, I don't understand you. Because that's usually what you're talking about all the time. We need freedom, 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 freedom.
We used to fight for freedom around the world. We used to support democracies around the world.
We were never divided on the concept of freedom for countries wanting to be a sovereign nation and live their lives, which they had already been doing, by the way. This was not like they were breaking away from Russia and like, help us. They were like, we're just sitting here living our lives. And here comes Vladimir Putin. And there's a healthy part of the country is like, no. Ukraine should just give up.
And let them because they want to wipe them off the face of the planet.
Yeah. And anytime someone says end the war between Ukraine and Russia, it is not ending the war. It is Ukraine falling to Russia, whether it's by laying down their guns or laying down their lives. They don't care about freedom when they talk about this topic. They are hypocrites.
We're going to keep abreast of these all the best people appointments and suggestions and keep you up to date on that. When we return, it's the Office of Government Efficiency. More details coming up.
Oh, God.
I'm bored. And a snort. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us.
This place needs me here to start. This place is the beat of my heart. Oh, my heart.
Matt Nair on Air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please, not while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calviente on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that used to be Twitter. An hour from now, we will wrap up the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing, the Cindy Lou Who edition. Thank you to follower Early Winter, found me on Blue Sky and tagged me with that. And you can find me on Blue Sky. You can find Greg on Blue Sky.
I am Greg Bach on Blue Sky.
That's it. I am Greg Bach, and I just used my name. That's just what I used.
I can't find Greg Bach was taken on Twitter, so I just did that. So now all social media you find me, it's I am Greg Bach.
He owns it on all the socials.
I bought it from Alex Jones.
He's looking to make some sales. Okay, we're talking about all the best people being kicked around for the second Trump administration. This headline from CNN, Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy will lead the new Department of Government Efficiency, otherwise called DOGE.
Gross.
In a next Trump administration. What kills me is that they have to have two people to run the Office of Government Efficiency.
No, bro, I'm more efficient.
Wouldn't one, if you're being efficient, one person who knows what they're doing should be enough.
Yes. Or I would say no people are needed for this, because this isn't government efficiency. This will be the gutting.
Of the government.
Of the government.
Essentially, yes.
Yeah. It's going to be like this. I feel like this is an extra sprinkle on Project 2025. It's not just firing all these people. It's going to be gutting these jobs out permanently.
Yep.
And they're going to try to do what they've always done, which is make federal government as small as possible.
Yeah, drown it in a bathtub, right?
Ugh. Oh, yeah.
Trump had proposed the creation of a government efficiency commission as a part of a slate of economic plans that he unveiled in November. Said Tuesday night, Musk saying, quote, this will send shockwaves through the system. Anyone involved in government waste, that's a lot of people.
Yeah. I think that when it comes to something like efficiency, I just want to bring up a fact. And this is a story that came out this week. When you want to talk about efficiency and running something smoothly, Tesla has recalled 2,431 Cybertrucks in the U.S. to potential loss of drive power, marking the sixth recall this year. Tesla, if you don't know, owned by Jabba the Musk, mm-hmm. Putz de Leon, mm-hmm. the apartheid prince. He is the owner of that, the CEO. What does it say to me when the guy who wants a job making everything efficient can't even make a car that can go a few months without having to be brought back into the shop to be fixed because it is a narcissist nightmare machine? So I'm just going to say that about him. That's what I think.
And from Chippewa Falls. In, I would be nervous to accept a position I'm not qualified for. I'm an educator and I wouldn't accept a superintendent's job. I would be scared to do a job I was not qualified for. I agree with you, Ann, but that just means you have integrity.
Yeah. No way does anyone run into the Trumposphere, thinking, I'm not qualified, I can't do it. They're like, no, I can do it better than everyone.
I absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. If nothing, these folks are full of self-confidence.
Oh, I love the confidence. Almost bordering on hubris and arrogance.
One could say hubris.
Calvin, did you have a thought on that?
Well, just a thought on the oddness and dangers of Elon Musk in that close to the presidency. It's something that appeared in the RNC platform, I think relatively close to the election, was a line about a robust manufacturing industry in near Earth orbit.
What does that even mean?
I don't know if putting factories in space is what I would call efficient.
Yeah, he's not qualified for this.
That's also not in America. You want American jobs, build them in America. You've been talking about rebuilding the
manufacturing base.
Build it in Utah or Nebraska. Don't send it to Alpha Centauri. This is stupidity. And now he gets to be not a heartbeat away from the president, but he definitely has the president on a speed dial.
It will be interesting to see, though, how long he lasts.
Yes,
because I've seen a lot of people speculating two narcissists don't necessarily get along for long.
No. And I think I said this to you. I think he's going to be the first one to go. And watch what happens after that, because if he leaves with acrimony, he owns a social media platform.
And he has a bunch of government contracts, too.
And one of two things will happen. He'll either go quietly, which he won't.
Never.
Or he'll turn on him, and we'll see where his cadre of followers on Twitter takes it. Will they back Trump, or will they back him? Will he become the first pariah in the second Trump presidency?
I have to put some bets down on this.
I will bet this thing. No, I won't bet it.
It's not, precious. You
it's
can't
precious.
Get rid of Jabba the Musk.
Jabba the Mutz, a.k.a. Putz de Leon, made by Scott and Shorewood. No, I think if he's the first one to go, that'll be bigger than any other politician he's brought in, because he's the most visible and he has done the most with his money. And that war will be amazing. I can see that Time Magazine article, that cover.
With both of them facing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because yeah. I'm already seeing reports that, you know, he's all over Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
And he's really starting to annoy people, so.
He got on a phone call with Russia.
Which is perfectly fine, everyone. Nothing to worry about.
Nothing to worry about.
News is coming up next. When we return, we're talking legal things with Civic Media's Jim Santel, host of Amicus, a law review every Saturday from 9 to 11. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Join us on Friday for another edition of Mino on the Mare, where the former Green Bay Packer will be joining us.
And Paul Hanna in the Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series is here.
Join us.
Mino and the Mare, weekday mornings 6 till 9.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home.
So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.